from Fairhaven Bible Chapel. I've just figured that this year's my 25th time at the Yosemite Bible Conference, so I guess I'm not too much of a rookie by now. Been part of the housekeeping group for a long time. I wanted to share tonight just a bit about how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and also a bit about how I've grown in Him since then, because it was kind of a long time ago now. Looking back to see somebody I knew in Boy Scouts, you know, going back to, it's been a while. So you may think, well, of course, must have grown up in a Christian home, gone to church. No, none of that. I think I was in a church building one time before I was about 8 years old. I went to a wedding. I remember being in a church and kind of wondering, no idea what it was really about. When I was 8 years old, we moved to a new house, and the people that lived across the street from us had a couple kids, my sisters and my age, and there was a contest going on in Sunday school. So they invited the neighbor kids, the new neighbor kids. So I actually came to Fairhaven Bible Chapel as a fourth grader as part of a Sunday school competition to see who could get the most kids to come. It was all new to me. I really did not know anything about the Bible. I didn't know what church was all about, but it was kind of interesting to me. I listened. I kind of took it all in. And then at the end of that year, at the end of fourth grade, I was 9 years old. I had the chance to go to camp at Koinonia. And so those of you who know me realize, okay, that's the connection. And it was there that I heard the gospel for the first time. And a verse that I remember, you know, I don't remember all that went on that at that time, but I realize it was 50 years ago this month. I was there. And I remember the verse Isaiah 53:6 being shared. And I'll read that verse for you. It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Well, even at 9 years old, I knew I had done a few things wrong. I mean, you're not quite fully aware of the world at that time. There's going to be a lot more temptation to come. But hey, I lied. I was mean to my sister. I didn't always obey my parents. It was, you know, it was stuff where I realized those are sins. And I learned that. And even a kid at 9 years old can realize that there's a problem there when you do something wrong and you can't just kind of cover it over and it's all better. You just still feel bad afterwards. Now, some of you who've been part of Verdugo Pines, I actually just went to Verdugo Pines Bible Camp last month for the first time ever to just visit for an afternoon. And I found there a place called Peterson Lodge. You have to probably go way back to know what that's about. The speaker at Koinonia, the first summer I was there, was a man named Henry Peterson. And he was the one that shared the gospel with the kids there. And in the middle of that week, I went forward and prayed with him to receive the Lord. It was interesting that I later found out that the man who lived across the street from me, whose family had invited me to Sunday school, had also been led to the Lord by Henry Peterson way long before I had. His name was Jack Davies. And he was an elder at Fairhaven Bible Chapel for many years. So that's the beginning. What does it really mean, though, to become a Christian? Well, that's what Isaiah 53:6 is talking about here when it says, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." You see, I found for the first time that Jesus Christ died for my sins. It was for me. It wasn't that complicated. I understood that I was a sinner and that Jesus had died for those sins and that I needed to receive him as my Savior and Lord. And I certainly didn't understand a whole lot about the scriptures or all that, what that was going to mean in my life. But I knew even then that that was something that I wanted and I felt was the right thing to do. And that was the beginning of my walk with Christ when I received the Lord as a 9-year-old. Now, I'd like to say everything was uphill from there. You know, it was just going great. just going, and it didn't. Okay. As a teenager, because I didn't grow up in a Christian home, so I didn't really have any support at home for what I was doing, and I didn't always take it all that seriously. So camp at Koinonia every summer was kind of one of my spiritual recharges as I went along. And I did go to Koinonia every summer and was part of the kids, junior high school camps growing up, and learning things more about the Lord as I did that. And it was in the summer that I turned 18, and I had the chance to counsel at Koinonia for the first time. Now, it wasn't because I was a really strong Christian at that time, but there was a program for young people in the Bay Area to go to Koinonia, become counselors, and serve for 4 weeks as counselors, and have a training week as well. So I signed up for that program. And I realized that that was kind of the thing that got me going as a young adult, really, 18-year-old for the first time, where we really realized it's time to help other people become Christians. There were kids that were going to be in my cabin at camp, and I was going to be responsible for leading devotions with them and teaching them the Bible. And one of the verses that the Lord gave me out of that time was 1 Timothy 4:12. Where it says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. And as I was beginning to serve as an 18-year-old, I realized this is the kind of thing the Lord wanted for me. He wanted me to take the whole Christian life a lot more seriously. And I began from that point to really seek Him, to really study the Word of God, to begin to actually share it with other people and talk about that. And then we come to, and I still have saved this, the Yosemite Bible Conference used to give out little booklets like this. This is the one from 1974, 40 years ago. That's the first time I came to the Yosemite Conference. And I just loved the opportunity to hear the Word of God and to interact with Christians. And that year, I happened to go to the old Weenie Roast down on, I think, Cathedral Beach. And Bill Bush that night wanted all the teenagers to stand up. And I just got in under the wire. My first Yosemite Conference. So I no longer qualify anymore. But the first time I came, I was a teenager. One of the other things we did here at the Yosemite Conference back then was we actually had some tracks that were called Who Made This? Not how is it made, not, you know, anything else. Who made this? And it's just a little short tract that talked about, was this all an accident? Or was there somebody behind all this? And we used to have a lot of freedom to give these out. We'd give them out on shuttle buses, and we'd do, you know, this was just a different era, kind of the Jesus movement days in the 70s. And people would come to the gospel meetings because we gave out tracts. And I wasn't the greatest of track givers, but we had a whole bunch of young people here, and we would just go out and do it and just, you know, get on the buses and hand out tracts, talk to people if they wanted to, but mainly just hand out the tracts. And if they wanted to talk, we'd tell them that we had the conference and the gospel meetings and invite them. After that time, I basically finished college, got a job. I didn't come to the Yosemite Conference for 15 years in that time. Not because I didn't like it, just because when you're young and you're getting married and you're starting a family and you only get a couple weeks vacation a year, it becomes a lot more challenging to do that. It wasn't because I didn't like the conference. I think the Lord has used this in my life in many ways, and I don't just mean the messages. I just mean some of the people I've met, some of the speakers I've had a chance to fellowship with, one of whom I met at the Yosemite Conference in 1976, and I still regard him as a mentor in my life. He turns 80 years old this year. A guy named Norm Wakefield, who's now, he's going to retire this year. He's a professor at Phoenix Seminary. I had to get a laugh in there someplace. And Norm has been involved with us at Koinonia as a speaker for many years and is a real encouragement to me in my life. But that was a relationship that began here at the Yosemite Bible Conference. I also brought a picture today that you can't see, but you can come up and look at it if you want. This is my first two boys the first time we came and stayed in housekeeping, okay? Tim Cooper, some of you know from Koinonia and other places. Tim's my son, and that's him and his brother Jeremy. And the Lord is blessed there. They're both walking with the Lord. And Jeffrey, too. I don't know if Jeffrey made it tonight. He's actually here at the conference. These are my three sons that the Lord has given Jennifer and I. It's a blessing to see them going on for the Lord. In the transition of life here, I've used to really like that verse in 1 Timothy about let no one despise your youth. I've decided that's outdated for me. And the Lord, several years ago now, gave me a new verse to kind of replace it as my theme at this stage of my life. From Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. You know, and I know that some of you know that what I do now with the Yosemite Conference, my kids are grown. I bring other people's kids, and I do like my own little mini discipleship week with some of these guys. And that's been a blessing. This is the seventh year I've done that. And just a real great place to do this and to have the opportunity to build into these young guys' lives for the Lord. So that's the current one of the ministries the Lord has given me to do that. And I just want to stop there and just say the Lord has blessed my life greatly in these years since I've come to know him, and encourage you to consider the claims of Jesus Christ on your life.